We all make mistakes. And so I wanted to share with you my simple framework I use to learn from my own mistakes, because anyone who knows me knows I'm just a framework obsessed person. I absolutely love them. But I think that if I have my mistake and then I just ignore it and just think, well, doesn't really matter, then at the end of the day, all I end up doing is repeating the same thing. And so I want to share with you how I learn from my own mistakes, both in my personal life, and in my professional life as well. And these are things that my clients in the mortgage services industry have used and helped themselves too. So let's go into it. So for me, everything is always in structures and frameworks. There are four things that I have to ask myself when it comes to learning from my mistakes. So the first thing I look at is, what did I intend to accomplish? So what was it, the thing that I was trying to do when I made that mistake? Now, the reason why I find this very important is to frame what my ideal endpoint was trying to be, because there might be people out there, but the vast majority of people, we all have good intentions, and I have good intentions of what I'm trying to do. And so if I'm trying to do something, I have to remember, once it's all failed and burned down to the ground, I have to remember, what was I trying to achieve here? Because sometimes it can feel like the fog of everything is in front of you, and you think, I don't really know what I was really doing. Actually, there was a reason. So I have to identify, first of all, and I'll just write this down, by the way, I've got my notes in front of me here on my podcast, but I would literally write this down, bit of paper, and like these four things. What was I trying to achieve? That will gain clarity on the situation. What was I trying to achieve? Then what I would do is I'll take a review of what actually happened. Now, this is quite top level looking at it. So I'm not talking about my thoughts around what happened. It's what actually happened. So let's say my goal was to launch a podcast that was going to be weekly and that would give people weekly updates with marketing for mortgage brokers. And then I'd look at what happened, and I'd say, what happened was I was unable to, I didn't upload every single week. In fact, I uploaded it once a month, and then some months I uploaded twice a month, and then sometimes I uploaded three times in a week. I was inconsistent in my upload. So that'd be what happened. This has given me a clear idea of what actually happened during that thing. What was the mistake? I would then move down to the third step. And the third step is answering the question, why did it happen that way? What was it that caused that? So let's take the example of this podcast. I was inconsistent. I didn't really prepare. I found that I didn't have enough time to get the ideas out. I ran out of ideas. I was unable to find the time to fit it into my day-to-day life. My clients' work got in the way. And by the way, I wouldn't blame. It's not blame. It's being genuine. Why did it happen that way? What happened that didn't? It was declined. Why did it happen that way? It might have been I was unaware. The client didn't tell me about their situation. That's a mistake. That's a mistake on your half and their half. It's understanding, why did that happen? I wasn't told about it. And most people would sit and blame and go, that's not my fault. But this idea is about learning from our mistakes so we can build upon it. So the question is, why did this happen that way? And then the fourth question you want to ask yourself is, what will I do next time for a better outcome? Or if this is a positive thing, how to repeat my mistakes? Effectively, what would I do differently to not get this situation again? And by the way, I love this quote, which is, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. I work with clients all the time, and people will leave and people will come and go. I've done it 5 years. I've had many clients come and many clients go. Every time I have a client leave, or a client doesn't sign up in a discovery call, or any mistake that I feel has happened, maybe a situation didn't work well in a coaching session that wasn't what I wanted, I always do this thing. What was I intending to accomplish? What actually happened? Why did it happen that way? What can I do to learn from this so I have a better outcome? Now, that better outcome means that if you keep getting the same problem, but you're dealing with it differently, you will find a way to make this much easier for you to deal with. And what will actually happen is this problem will no longer be a problem. There's many different mistakes that have happened along the way. I was reactive. I would do what they wanted to do. I would move myself. So what did I intend to accomplish? I intended to coach them through the system and get them to have a business that they were proud of and a work-life balance. What actually happened was I ended up not achieving that for them because they didn't upload consistently, they weren't regular, they didn't reach the targets and the KPIs I would have liked. Why did that happen? Because I didn't hold them accountable to the true method that was needed. This is years ago, by the way. My own personal insecurities to say when someone said to me, I can't do that, I don't have enough time, I'd say, okay, no worries, we'll find a different method. Knowing full well that the reality, the way that this would be successful was because you had to do it to the certain amount. If you do less than the amount that I prescribe, it doesn't actually work. But if you do it at this amount, it does. And it's like taking a drug for like medical reasons. If you take 1.25 milligrams, it doesn't get the result. But if you take 2.5 milligrams, so double that, it might work. 1.25 for no reason. That was the same thing. Why did that happen? What did I do next time to make it better? Actually, I got really strict with myself to say to people, this is what you're going to do. This is why you're going to do it. And that's when my business changed to be more accountable. I started to hold people accountable and say, how can we do this? I then started to create more frameworks like the frameworks we're talking about here of how can we systemize this and make it so that it's easier for people to achieve those goals. But that would never have happened if I hadn't done a simple analysis of my mistakes. And this is how anyone can learn from any mistake and turn it into a positive. You can turn a negative into a positive situation. And it's exactly the same with mortgages. If you do this with every single bad customer encounter, every single bad situation, every single time something's happened you didn't like, you will become like a weapon. You will become super efficient and your service will just compound and get better and better. When you're open and have extreme accountability around your situation, you will become the market leader by a long shot. You'll be the top 1%. I'll end this episode on this, which is, as I've said earlier, it is not your fault. A lot of the time, it is not your fault, but it is always your responsibility.